1450 KBMW.
10 minutes after 9 o'clock. Can't really make up its mind what it wants to do. Sun wants to shine. Clouds want to come in. We'll just call it partly cloudy. 37. How about that? Thursday talk around continues and is promised. Greg Giroux, Red River Area Sportsman's Club, and I'm looking at your schedule of events. You have to be the busiest club in town.
We try.
Unbelievable. Is there anything you guys aren't doing? Let me ask you that.
Let me see about that one.
Think about it. Where do you want to start? I don't even know where to begin, Greg. Where do you want to start?
Just a couple things. Our club annual banquet is next Thursday. This is when we recognize the club members for their contribution to the club and some of the activities that we have going on throughout the year. And if you want to join up, April 28th at the Hughes Shelter, come on down about 6 o'clock.
Okay.
We'll sign you up and feed you.
Hey, that's not a bad deal.
Well, we have food available. But, you know,
always bribe people with food. Well, you know that.
We try hard. Yeah, I know. A couple of events that are going on. Here's the first one. And this is the Vince Herding Youth Fishing Derby. That's coming up. And we have a ball with this thing.
Mm-hmm. You get a lot of kids for this.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. A couple hundred kids show up. And I tell you what, it has been a ball over the years. We do fishing starts at 9 o'clock, casting contest at 11. We've got food and prizes starting at noon. That's May 7th, and we are down at the Kidder Rec area.
Mm-hmm.
So if any young folks, boys or girls, 18 and under, want to come down and have some fun and fish for free, we've got a spot for you.
And you know they're going to show up.
Well, I sure hope so.
And somewhere Vince is smiling on that, too, definitely.
Yeah, he is. The neat part about this particular one is Vince's daughter and son-in-law are the chairs.
Right.
They take care of this program, and they just do a phenomenal job on that thing.
Vince's legacy.
You betcha.
Yeah,
you
definitely.
Betcha.
Definitely.
Someday I'm going to tell you the story of how his son-in-law got involved in the club.
I'm guessing there's a backstory to
there
that.
There is. it's kind of funny, too, but it's a good thing.
All right.
The next one that's coming up, and it turns out it's the same day as the Vince Herding Derby, and because of scheduling things, that's just the way it turned out. We have partnered up with a group called Carry for Defense,
mm-hmm.
and we are sponsoring a concealed carry training class.
Got it.
It's going to be out in Morton on the 7th. Registration, fingerprints, pictures, all of that will be provided. Starts at 9 o'clock. Show up, and we'll get all of that taken care of. Training starts at 10, goes till approximately 2 o'clock. And then they'll go out to the Joe Pekarsky Trap Range, which also has a rifle backstop. And they will be doing the proficiency.
Okay.
That will allow them, if they pass everything, that will allow them to get a North Dakota Concealed Carry Class 1.
So this just encompasses everything.
That is everything.
Class. Okay.
Yep. If they don't do the proficiency part of it, they are qualified for a Class 2, which has a little bit more restriction and is not recognized as by many states. Let me put it that way.
Okay.
This one, what you have to do is you got to go online and register, and we've got the poster there. I forgot the address, and if you wouldn't mind.
There you go.
Thank you, sir. If they go online, it is concealforedefense.yolasite.com. And I'm not sure what that is, but I was on there, and all the scheduled classes and so on, all the information as far as the information that has to go to the Attorney General in the state.
Right.
All the funding, or I shouldn't say funding, but all the costs of the various things. And when you get all done, if you want a concealed carry class 1, it's going to cost you $135.
Okay, which isn't bad
for a
concealed carry.
Not really.
Isn't.
We're pretty reserved as far as that cost. You go to some other states and take it, and it's quite a bit more.
A little pricey, yeah.
So the participants, they need to bring a driver's license, and since this is going to go over the noon hour as far as the training, bring a sack lunch if you'd like.
Okay.
You know, food is not going to be provided. And then if you're going to go do the proficiency, you need to bring a handgun of your choice with a holster. And when I talked to the instructor, he said, well, we recommend they bring 75 rounds of ammunition.
Okay.
And it's like, okay. Hmm. And he goes, yeah, you get more than one chance is what he said.
Got it.
So if anybody's interested in doing that, you got to go online. You got to get that in fairly quickly. They want everybody registered by April 22nd.
Okay.
And then the class, again, May 7th at the Morton Community Center. 9 o'clock is when they do the fingerprints, pictures, background paperwork, all the stuff that they need to send into the state. And then the training starts at 10 o'clock, goes to approximately 2. The live fire is after that. And when the training is done, you will be paying for the class and the proficiency and the attorney general fees at that time.
Okay.
So... check or credit card. They do, or excuse me, check. They do not take credit cards. I almost messed that one up. Oops.
Cash, but still a
cash
good,
or check.
All that for that's still a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it is.
Definitely.
It is. I took mine a few years ago. I've got a couple years to go on my renewal, but it's a really good class. It talks about personal defense and when. I'm not quite sure how to say this, but when you can defend yourself in certain situations. And it talks about that. Unless you go to this class, that's something that you probably never get exposed to.
It's going
to
be a gray area, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you can learn a lot here,
you
too.
You can learn an awful lot about that, yes.
Okay.
So, again, concealed carry class, if you're interested, May 7th, get online, check out the schedule, and get registered.
Fantastic. Busy guy.
Well, we're trying. We are trying. Let's see. I got a couple more things.
Okay. Of course you do. I'm looking at this list going, all right. Again, it's easier to tell us what you're not going to do.
Like I said, there's a bunch of stuff there. But we're associated with a couple other things. And this coming weekend, I got one more page here. This coming weekend, we are helping with the Boy to Sioux chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation.
Okay.
We do the kids' games.
Got it.
So the Sportsman's Club, some of the folks come out to the event, handle all the kids' games, and that is the 23rd at the Wapton Event Center.
That'd be Saturday.
That would be Saturday.
Okay, got it.
Yep. And they have a real good program. They've got live auction, silent auction. Lots of fun, good food.
All right.
You know,
can't beat that. Again, bribe you with food.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So if you're interested in Elk Foundation, Randy Knight down in Hankinson is the chair, and you can certainly make contact with him. Go online, take a look at what's available. Again, all the information is out there and how to register, and come out and have some fun.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
What else you got there?
Oh, one more time. This one is, I'm just going to give them a plug, but they are a grant provider for the Red River Area Sportsmen, and they've got an event coming up. This is the Dakota Territory Gun Collectors. They're going to have a gun show coming up April 30th and May 1st at the Wapton Event Center.
They've done this before and very well received.
They have done it before. It's been a while since they've been in town.
Mm-hmm.
But again, they have been a grant provider for some of our projects, and I just like to give them a little shout out saying,
sure.
Hey, they've got an event coming up. Come on out and support them. 9 o'clock to 5 on Saturday, 9 to 3 on Sunday. Admission is $10, and you'd be surprised how many tables are out there. I've gone to some of these,
yeah.
And it's like, holy cow, where do you start?
Right.
There's just so much stuff, and anything you can imagine, and it's not just firearms. There's a lot of other stuff that's out there. So,
but for collectors, this
for
is
collectors,
a place to
this
be.
Is yeah, absolutely this is great show.
All right,
okay,
Greg Drew, is that it?
Well, if I keep going, then I've got other stuff that's coming up.
All right, we're going to get you back because we always having you in studio.
Well, we'll be back here. We've got during the summer we have 3 fishing events. Then we work into fall. We've got some hunting events for the kids. So yeah, there's a lot.
Leave
to talk
this
about.
She with me here, yeah, because I'm going to be talking about all this stuff as the summer months and as we get into fall too.
Yep, and there's a reminder. You can, if I don't contact you, you contact me. We'll
right.
be back.
Absolutely. Yeah, I got to get you back in here real quick. Greg,
absolutely.
Always
absolutely.
Great to have you here, my friend. Thanks absolutely. For stopping
yep.
by.
It's been fun. I was talking to a friend of mine, and he goes, "How can you do that on the radio?" And I said, "Well, Bill and I just sit there and talk, and all of a sudden he flips the switch on, and we keep talking."
That's pretty much it. It's just a conversation. That's why I tell everybody.
It is. Yeah. It's good.
Good stuff.
So thanks a lot.
You bet, Greg. Stop back. Greg Giroux, Red River Area Sportsman's Club. It's 921, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Check in with Mary Wolfgram and our Thursday report from Twin Town Villa. Stick around.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my towels with proprietary technology, which makes them soft and absorbent. Towels that work, what a concept. They're made with USA cotton and come in a variety of awesome colors. My six-piece towel set is regularly $109.99, now just $39.99 with your promo code.
Just go to MyPillow.com now and click on the radio listener square and use promo code EggCentral or call 800-658-3645 to receive this amazing offer. When you do, Mike will also give you a free gift with any purchase.
Spring break. You only get one each year. Making what to do kind of a big deal. But no worries. Mall of America's here to help you plan the best spring break ever. Headed out of town? We've curated pro-level packing lists so you're prepped and in perfect style wherever you're headed. And you can even click and buy with Shop MOA online. It's so easy. Looking for an amazing in-town getaway? Radisson Blue.